This is Tell Me Your Story. I forgot I changed the the music, and it's much shorter now. Beth McDonald, how are you doing this afternoon?
Excellent, Richard. Excellent. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. And, of course, we are joined by Deepak and Arupa Chari, as well as Mani Chari of the Chari Center of Health. And we're talking about, of course, alternative health, but we're also talking with you about things that are going on in the universe, as it were. And we, as I've often said, I let the universe ask the questions. And the basic one right now is, here we are, and my mind spins at the fact that we're at January 29th, 2011.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Weren't we just talking back in October, November about about retrograde coming in December and all that stuff? And now, boom, here we are at the end of January.
Past it. I told you we'd get past it.
I'm amazed that we did.
I was so
I wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
So what's on the horizon? I know that we have a very, and I say it's a very special day coming up on Wednesday. It is a monumental day because it is my wife's birthday.
Awesome.
But it is also a special day. February 2nd is a very powerful day, astrologically speaking. And tell us about this. We have a new moon, but it also has a Celtic origin.
Yes, this is the midway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. We're exactly like 6 weeks from either side. And it's said to be a window into the other worlds. The Celtic pagans called it Imbolc. The Catholics later made it Candlemas. But it's still a winter festival, so that we're focused on finding the light inside that inspires us, the light that connects us, and the lights outside that do the same thing, the God within, the God without, the community within, the community without. And it's exceptionally powerful now because it happens on the new moon. The Chinese New Year is the next day. So there's this very powerful recurring theme of new beginnings. And I might add one other thing regarding what you mentioned earlier about the retrogrades.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is also a really rare period where there is only one retrograding planet.
This
never happens. This just, so you can get a lot of forward movement. You can get a lot of traction, which is what people want this time of year, and is exactly what you guys were talking about, you know, succeeding at these different health goals.
Yeah. Now, I'm also curious as to the work that you do specifically. Obviously, you contribute to this program, and we're most appreciative of that. But you also provide assistance, I'll call it alternative forms of support in your own way.
Yes. Yes, I am a psychic and an astrologer, and for those of you who might not know, there are indicators in the astrological charts for different health issues. And so, you know, some of them you're born with, some of them are temporary things to teach you things, and I often work very closely with health professionals around common clients' health goals. I do a lot of legal work. I do a lot. Mainly my clients are professional people who are trying to find work-life balance, you know, and I come in with whatever tools they, you know, whatever I have in my tool bag that they need, you know, it's right there.
Right. Now, I received an email, and I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to find it quickly enough, but it made reference to some changes to or in the Western astrology. Information has come up. Now,
so glad you mentioned
this. Enlighten us on what this is all about. I just found the email.
This is the biggest Donnybrook in astrology right now. It is just absolutely fantastic. It's really good. It's really going to move the field forward. I am so excited about this.
The changing of the zodiac signs.
Well, it's not changing. It has always been there. You know, Ophiuchus has always been there. It's just that some astrologers don't use him. Some astrologers, you know, astrologers.
And what's his name again?
Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus.
O-P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S.
And who is he?
Well, he is the serpent bearer, and depending on whose ephemeris you use. Some people say he falls between Libra and Scorpio, and some say he falls between Scorpio and Sagittarius. And so, and some people say he falls between Sagittarius and Capricorn. And so he's been around since the Babylonian times. Ptolemy wrote about him. It's just that not everybody uses him. Now, what happened was Professor Park Kunkel, who teaches at the Minnesota Community and Technical College and who's also on the board of directors at the Minnesota Planetarium Society, was interviewed by the Minnesota Star Tribune last month about something completely different. And he happened to mention this astronomical event about how the universe is expanding and it puts more emphasis on those other astrological methods. And that is the thing that the Associated Press latched onto. And it made CNN, it made Jon Stewart. It's just absolutely fascinating. I have talked with his secretary. I'm scheduling an interview for an upcoming article on this in the Carpinteria Coastal View News, who I also write for. But it could not be more entertaining in a way. We're calling it the odd odyssey of Ophiuchus, how a twist of fate gave the 13th sign his 15 minutes of fame. Because it doesn't change anything in Western astrology. If you change from using Western astrology to certain types of sidereal astrology, then you're changing. It's like the equivalent of changing from being a Baptist to a Lutheran.
What
I mean? It's like you're changing your astrological faith.
Yeah.
And it's up to you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's really empowering. I'm telling everybody, don't panic. This is about education and empowerment, and it's history, you know.
And they can find out more at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com?
Yes, they can.
All right. And I thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard. We will be
talking to you again next week.
Rockin'.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye now.
That is Beth McDonald and BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. I'm Richard Dugan. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be talking more about the Chari Center of Health.